This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If you turned on the TV 40 years ago this month, you might just have seen this ad.
Coming April 17th, the unexpected, the new Ford Mustang. Brilliant new kind of car. A new generation of Fords for the new breed of Americans who want six-shift action and room for four, who collect sports car badges and trading stamps.
The car took the country by storm. The Mustang was introduced at the World's Fair in April of 1964. It was sleek, it was sexy, and it was affordable. With the sticker price around $2,000, here was a sports car for the working man, or working woman for that matter. Americans couldn't get enough. Lark Bragg is what you'd call a Mustang enthusiast. He's a certified Mustang car show judge and a member of the American Mustang Association. He explains that from the very start, Americans were spellbound.
The introduction was in the spring of 64, and it was just kind of like a happening. Everybody was looking for something new. The older cars, of, you know, back in the 50s and the early 60s, were big and heavy, and they weren't really a personal size car. There wasn't like, you know, like an MG or Jaguar or something like that. We didn't have a car like that. So Ford saw something that, an idea that they could probably sell these cars with a short rear deck and a long hood with a big engine, and the price would be comfortable that they could afford it, and it'd be a lot of fun. And so that's what they went after, and it was an instant hit.
Now, when they first introduced this, they sold 22,000 the first day. Part of that was because they'd had this national ad campaign. Do you remember what was going on at the dealerships? I understand they were swamped.
Oh, they were swamped. In fact, I went every day for the first 10 days before they even introduced them so I could see through the papered-up windows, you know, to see if we could see the car. And I never got to see the car until the actual day that it was introduced, you know, in Atlanta. And it was standing room only.
Do you remember your first look at the car? Was it love at first sight?
It was. It really was. It was so different from anything else that any automaker in the United States had to offer. It was just, I got to have one of those cars.
And you did.
Oh, yeah. Eventually, I didn't get one that in 65. My first car was a 66 Mustang convertible, and I had ordered a 65 Fastback. And if I believe it, the red with a black interior is what I ordered. And when the cars came in, the salesman called me and said, well, your car, your number's up. You can come pick it up. And when I went down there to get it, it was a black convertible. Totally different than what I had ordered. He said, you know, they were so far behind in production, if you don't want it, we have somebody else to take it. So I took the car.
Now, what's interesting is that the Mustang is really just a souped-up version of one of Ford's bread-and-butter vehicles, the Falcon, which wasn't exactly seen as a pony car.
It came down the same assembly line in Dearborn at the DAP plant that the Falcon did. They used that platform because it was already a running platform. The only thing they were actually doing was stretching the pan and, you know, the body frame, and changing the sheet metal to accommodate that car.
So you get your first Mustang. It's a black convertible. How was the drive?
Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. It felt like you were sitting on the ground compared to everything else. It was like riding a sled. And you felt like you had the world behind, you know, in your hands driving it. And the best part about it, it had seat room for four people. You could take your friends or family or whatever for a ride and just have a good time without, you know, costing an arm and a leg.
Like, I understand you and your wife, Beverly, have quite a collection there at your home in Florida. Where do you keep these cars?
Well, let's see. I got two in one garage in one side of the house, and I built another garage out in the back, and I've got two in that one. Then I've got one out in front driveway, and then I got two of them that's at a friend's house under a shed within various stages of restoration.
What happened to that first Mustang, that 1966 black convertible? Where is it today?
I wish I knew. I might have seen it at one of the car shows and just didn't know it was my original car. I had traded that car off a couple of years after I got it, and I needed a larger car. And I really hated to get rid of it, but it's just like losing a member of the family. But I eventually got me another one.
You got several, as a matter of fact.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Well, Lark, thanks for talking to us.
All right. I enjoyed it.
Lark Bragg is a certified Mustang car show judge, and he's a member of the American Mustang Association. He spoke to us from member station WUWF in Pensacola, Florida.